Expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in today, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. Today's Monday. Got no one in the studio with me. But there's a new business in town that's opened up over there where Walgreens used to be. And, boy, it's the... Oh, a great place to go and get all your stuff. What is the name of that business there? Boy, I forget all of a sudden. It must be a Monday. But I was in there yesterday, and they have a little bit of everything. If you're living on the west side of town, you don't want to go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and they're a 100% store for all your needs. Not food, but lawn instruments, plumbing, electrical, paint, a little bit of everything. And they also have great barbecue stuff. So take a look at them over there. Right next to Fred Meyer's and the auto shop store there. And enjoy it. Go see what they have. You'll find that very nice people work there, help you. And I enjoyed myself. You know, I walk in and there's lawn items to go. Your different mowers. And then you have your different smokers for barbecue out there. And then you walk in. And the first thing you hit is the barbecue area. You think they did that on purpose for someone like myself? And the barbecue things you first see are all the different spices and rubs and sauces. And they have Weber. They have all of them. They have the big green eggs. They have just about anything you need. They have spices, high density charcoals, competition charcoals. Go there, enjoy it, spend some time there. And Ace Hardware is the store there. So welcome back. We used to have an Ace there along Illinois Street some years ago, probably closed about 10 years ago. Railroad leasehold property on the corner of Illinois and Phillips Field Road. And they were there for a number of years. And building's not there anymore, but the Ace Hardware is back. And they even have fans, and I was looking at, they even have electric heaters for the coming winter. And yes, tomorrow is August 1st, the dog days of August. The last few days of the fair, in 2 weeks, school will be starting. Where are you registering your kids? Are you putting them in public schools, private schools, a church school, homeschool? Where are you putting your kids? Again, we're at 907-458-TALK and 907-458-8255. And also, today is the last day at 5 o'clock if you want to run for political office to do it. If you're going to sign up, do it. We have a race in one of our city council seats. We'll see how the day ends up. So, Fairbanks, you will have a choice. You'll be voting for different people on that. And What are you looking for in a candidate? You know, when the political season first started in like May back then, you know, it was right out of Esther. There's a group of, you know, pretty good liberal side. We'll be polite in that. Right out of Esther is what I call this group. They were, boy, and since then, you know, more moderated people have joined in, and then some people who aren't so moderate. So you have the right, you have the left, you have the middle. But what do you look for in a candidate? Or what are you looking for in a race? You know what I'm looking for? Peace and just politeness. Just be nice. Don't, how do I want to explain this? Say what you're going to say. Don't besmirch anyone. Say what you believe. Say what you want to do and say why you'd do it. And people listen to you better. So, but then again, what do you look for, candidate? Someone knocking on your door and access. Most people who are elected try and give access to you. Their philosophies, their spending habits, or what they believe government should do. Do they believe on school board that your socialization is something that should be implemented in school, or is that something the parents should do? Their social programming, we'll call it. And I'm more of a let the parents do that. Let the parents establish that. That's their right. They know the kids better than we do. Government institutions shouldn't be doing that, but luckily it seems like in the last year the school district has pulled away from that, and I hope those people who are elected are not trying to bring them back into that. So, but we will see. That's why you have elections. So it's good to know the candidates, what they stand for, how they stand for it, everything like that. Do some investigation. Listen to what they say at their moderated talk shows and events. And you can learn a lot by some of the questions that are asked and how they're answered. And remember, most people have not been through this, so they might be a little bit hesitant on how they're going to answer. But you can get a good idea throughout the length of this. It ends that first Tuesday in October, October 4th. So we have August and September, and boom, it's over. And before you know it, it will be over. Thank goodness. And before you know it, you'll be having political events and political ideas on this show. So political commercials will be following. It's a revenue source. What the heck? But today, there is no road construction going on outside the door. They're working out there, but there's a no compactor with a vibrator going on. So, my goodness. Friday was unique. Friday was very unique. And I should have contacted OSHA for the hard working conditions that I was put under. You know, I'm in a room with purple pads on it. I mean, really, literally, a purple padded room. It's noise padding, but it's purple. So, I feel like I'm in the Barney room. And then getting access into the building is quite unique. The road construction outside, one of the engineers down at the city hall, Kirsten, she's in charge of the project. I keep telling her every day, it's not being done today. It's not going to finish today. And they're done with the plumbing in the road. So they got a lot more work to do. But just to chide her a little bit, it's not done yet. Come on, you can do better than this. Then there's, of course, there's the North Korean equipment that Perry Wally has me use and transmit from. That's always fun. So what the heck? But they keep me around. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you proudly by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in for a visit to their extensive fishing department. From rods to reels, lures to lines, you'll see fresh and saltwater as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaskan-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear, Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with, tell me your name and where you're from.
Balea, Wasilla, Alaska.
All right, and tell me about your fishing today.
We've had a lot of, not bites, but difficulties with the fishing poles, but otherwise it's been awesome. The weather's been awesome. They're jumping, and there's sea lions and otters. And
all right, and the sunshine, we have seen the orange globe in the sky, right? We haven't seen a lot of that this summer. So what do you like most about fishing for pinks in Valdez? How about advice for people on how to reel and not get snagged?
Maybe try to keep the tip of it up more and so it doesn't sink as much and try to be quick with it.
So you got reeling speed's important.
Yes.
Tell us who you're here with today and how did you come to find out about the derbies?
So our friend, We met them at school and stuff, and since my mom and then our friend's mom worked there, so then we ended up being friends with them. And we've been talking about it since, like, May or June, and then we thought about it, and then we all said yes, and then we decided to go camping and going for the fishing derby together.
Is it what you thought?
I'd say somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Want to come back?
Yes.
And you caught a fish? Is this your fish here?
Yes.
All right. And are you excited about the possibility of winning $100 cash or some... a fishing pole?
Of course.
Go fishing, yes. Valdez. Easy Freeze is open 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. They can book your fishing charter and blast freeze and vacuum pack your fish. Going out on a private boat? Come get your bait and ice. Easy Freeze can process your catch, too. They've got a variety of seafood for sale at their shop on Chitna Drive. And if you have special requests for pickups or drop-offs, they'll do their best to accommodate. Easy Freeze.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Highs around 78 today. Under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 58. Daytime highs approaching 78 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Dry with temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday and highs in the upper 70s. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prusen, studio here. And boy, was that a nice weather report. Do we have some good weather going into the first week of August? You know, usually during the fair, it rains like cats and dogs until the last day that it opens up, so... Looks like it's going very nice out there. And Friday night, my goodness, out at the fair, they have a little bit of an incident, and a gentleman's now been charged with terroristic threats. But it's all back to normal. It's quiet here in the studio. No construction noise coming over. All senior management is gone. I mean, they're all gone. They had a long weekend with the Guns for Roses and Walk This Way concert going on. So they're out cleaning up from that, taking some time. And it's just me in the recording studios. We got about 5-6 recording studios here. And a lot of it's, you know, pre-programmed, pre-taped. So you get people in and out, and boy, Monday morning is usually hopping. Everyone's getting ready, starting up their week, getting ready for their week, doing their stuff. And I walked in this morning, and it was, you know, let's turn on the lights. My goodness. So anyway, they'll be back. I'll hold down the fort for them while they're gone. How about that? So political season coming in. Tomorrow I have the Laundry House Gang on. Wednesday I have Jimmy Cash on. Do not have a Friday guest yet, but I'll get someone there. And that's usually all about what we're doing over the weekend. We'll probably talk about the last day of the fair, some good places to go eat and stuff like that. Now, last week, I had a bad food weekend, bad food week. Thursday night, cooked a duck, overcooked it, put it on my big green egg, and I had the temperature dialed in. You know, you get it up to temperature, you get it going, it takes you about a half hour to get the unit just dialed in. I had it dialed in at 380 degrees, and, you know, I wasn't going to have to do any more addition of charcoal or anything like that. And, you know, five and a half pound duck, I'm thinking, and all the recipes are calling for about 3 hours. And so I go, no, I go 2.5. It should have been about an hour and 45 minutes. Very tasty. Overcooked. Very, very soft. Some people like it that way, but, you know, I want to have some texture in there, and this just didn't do it. So then I went out to a restaurant on Friday out in North Pole, and just didn't do anything for me. So I said, heck. I called up my chief of staff and said, hey, Saturday night, what should I do? And he gave me a good recommendation. I went out to the Two Rivers Lodge. Their main restaurant isn't open, but their deck is open. And they serve pizza. And they also serve you a cheeseburger. And I had a really good pizza. Met some friends out there. It was sunshiny on the deck. Tables were, for the most part, active, full. Very good pizzas. Yes. So they are open. When their full ensemble is going to open up inside. But it was the owners working. You know, the owners, she was waiting the tables, taking the orders, getting us our beverages. The other owner, he was cooking the pizzas, putting them into the outdoor pizza apparatus. They were working it. And you always have to admire people who have been given a knockdown pitch in life when their structure was burnt down two summers ago, just burnt down by the arsonists out there. And they've been working hard to get it back going. Their structure's up. I've not seen the inside of it or what condition it is in, but it's up. And they're outside on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, those nights I know of, cooking pizza. You might want to give them a call or look on their website to see what their status is and what nights they're open. But, you know, it was just nice being there. It was very good pizza, nice ride out, good weather, big recommendation, go eat that. And what is your type of, today's, you know, the fair's going. I'm going to be out there tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 in a booth, and then I got to try my fair food. What fair food should I try? Give me a call and let me know, or text me. Give me a call at 907-458-8255. What is your favorite fair food? Have you been out there yet? What recommendations do you have? What are you looking at doing? What the heck? You don't go to the fair without eating something. And they have so many options this year. They really do. A lot of new, a lot of wonderful repeat offenders, as we'll call them, coming back. But what's your favorite fair food? You know, I'm waiting for someone to start doing the tri-tip sandwiches out there. I love a good tri-tip sandwich, like a, you know, in the hoagie style. When someone does that, oh boy, it's that will be nice. But they're not doing it yet, so one day maybe someone will do it. But what's your favorite fair food? They have some new fair rides out there. Are you into the fair rides? Me, not so much. What the heck? But they got a lot of games out there and a lot of booths. What type of things you like going out there to buy? Do you like the candles, the clothing, the soaps, the art, the skidoos from Compos, the Polaris's from the other company. Which one do you like? It's all available for you. Road construction, Fifth Avenue, still being there. They're putting in the sidewalks. And that's what you heard last Friday was compaction of the sidewalk areas. And they're getting it done. They're getting it knocked out, getting the sidewalks done this week. Should be a good road when it's all done. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Joe.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm good. So I like all the Can-Ams and Ski-Doos from Compos. I think they're great.
Do you have a Can-Am, a side-by-side?
I do. Hey, Dave, this is Craig Compos.
I know. I thought I'd get a rise out of it when I said Compos and then the other team, the other competition.
yeah, the other guy. Yeah.
So, you know, I was thinking about you this morning because we're coming into August. It's your, you know, August is your season for hunting, buddy.
Yep, August 15th to September 15th for me. I'm pretty much checked out.
And when do you go out to Healy Lake?
We go out in October. Usually Johnny Hajdukovic and I try and be the last ones in and out of there. But we're usually breaking ice on the way out, which is kind of fun, really. we're getting the end of the birds, the diehard birds, and yeah, it's just fun.
The greenhead mallard's coming through is what you're getting.
Yeah, we'll sit there and have a beer and smoke a cigar on the deck and watch the northern lights. It can be snowing out. It's just, you know, Johnny's my best friend growing up. I grew up with him since we were six together, so we have a lot of fun together.
You catch any pike out there?
Yeah, we've caught some pike. We don't do a lot of fishing out there, but we have caught pike out there, mostly just duck and geese. We go across the Tanana and get some geese, and then we get the greenheads and whatever's flying there. That's worth the darn. Yeah, we get those out there. It's just beautiful, man. The swans out there, there's thousands, tens of thousands of them are in here.
You ever get a moose? I got my first moose out there.
No, I haven't. I think Jimmy Hajdukovic got his first moose out there. Remember that? He knocked it down the swamp and then says, oh, no, what do I do now?
you go get it.
Yeah, they towed it back with a boat and cut it up at the front of the cabin. I don't think Senior was real happy about that.
Probably not. You going out to the fair?
I'm just coming back. Yeah, we just we got to ship some models. We sold a couple and moving a couple new ones out there. So it's been really good. Yeah. Yeah, we've had a good crowd. We've got a bunch of the side-by-sides, and yeah, going into hunt season, peak season for us. So it's really good. They got some nice rebates. Cheap money, 1.99%.
OAC.
OAC over at Compos.
I still remember seeing that when I said that. Does that mean over at Compos? No, on approved credit, you dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to think of a new one for APR.
Yeah, you know, and your laundry house gang is on tomorrow.
Right, yeah, we'll be on tomorrow. We got some new stuff to talk about. The fishing, you know, the fish numbers are way up down at Chittenden and that whole area. They're way higher than they anticipated. The fish are a little bigger. I did my show the other a week or so ago with Glenner about our successful fishing trip down there. It was really good. You know, we just nailed them. And that's a river I tell everybody, and you know, you got to have the right boat. You don't want to have too small a boat or too low a powered boat out there.
Because no, that's fast river, boy.
Yeah, there's no margin for error there. You better have a kicker motor on at least to get to the bank, and half the time the bank is a cliff, a rock wall.
Yeah.
And you get 3-foot white caps, rolling white caps when the wind's blowing. We got that on the way back, but we had a great time. It was really a fun time, the three of us going down there and back.
You know, I'm seeing all these photos from the Chittenden, and everyone is pulling out lots of salmon.
Yeah, Glenn got 4 in the net at one time. He got a 35-pound king. Just a wonderful trip. Beautiful weather. Poured rain in Fairbanks, and it was 85 down there the whole time. It was beautiful.
And Maria made you the sandwiches.
Yeah, Maria made us the sandwiches. God bless her. She's a wonderful wonderful cook, wonderful wife for Glenn. And we got right after we had those sandwiches, it must have been the nutrition we got in us. We just started clobbering them, and we were kind of on a kind of weak run, and then we had our sandwiches, and it was like one after the other, and I think we just needed more energy.
Well, where did you eat at the fair? What have you eaten at the fair so far?
You know, I'm a big fan of the Euros. I'm always over. Okay. I've probably had those three times. They're nearby and they're always good.
once per day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At least once. And then I've had the gumbo, the chicken and gumbo there, Cajun place. We're right next to Bontai's. I'll probably have them today.
Well, I'll be out there tonight, buddy. So I'll see you tonight.
Yeah. I still think that the fair should be sponsored by a company that makes diabetes drugs. there's a lot of stuff out there that it's tasty but not good for you.
I gotta run. We're at the halftime. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Mar-a-Lago property manager Carlos de Oliveira today making his first court appearance on federal charges related to the classified materials at the Florida resort. Fox's Eben Brown.
De Oliveira is accused of trying to delete security camera recordings and then lying to investigators. He appeared before a Miami federal judge but entered no plea.
De Oliveira has yet to hire a Florida-based attorney. Former President Trump and a personal aide have pleaded not guilty to the felony charges against them. President Biden hopes this month's historically high temperatures will increase support for his green energy policies. The administration says will result in lower consumer prices.
The Department of Transportation is proposing new fuel efficiency standards that could require cars to get 58 miles per gallon by 2032.
Fox's Grady Trimble. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A child died after being shot by another child while playing with toy guns at a home in Mountain Village early Sunday morning, according to the Alaska State Troopers. Alaska news sources report that, according to the Sunday Dispatch report, troopers were informed of a dead child by tribal and village police officers in Mountain Village at 1:45 a.m. AST responded to the scene, and the investigation reveals two children were playing with Nerf guns when one of them picked up a rifle and shot the other one. Health aides responded and declared the injured child deceased on scene. The state medical examiner's office asked for the remains to be sent to Anchorage for an autopsy. Next of kin procedures are complete. The investigation is ongoing. And an extremely agitated black bear was reported near Northern Lights Boulevard and Baxter Road, the Anchorage Police Department wrote in a Facebook post. APD reported this about 9:45 p.m. Sunday. In the post, they said, "We are having Alaska problems." APD urged people to use extreme caution and to not leave garage or residential doors.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Jeans Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram Summer of Adventure Giveaway. There's a ton of summer out there, and Jeans wants you to make the most of it with weekly prizes all summer long and a grand prize giveaway on August 18th. This week's prize list:
200 minutes for tanning from Turbo Tans and a Sundog CrossFit 1 month membership with 3 coached classes.
Enter to win at Jeans, South Cushman at Van Horn Road, the Summer of Adventure Contest.
No purchase necessary to enter to win. See dealership for contest rules.
Jeans, the official dealership of Life in Alaska.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Just discussing a few local businesses. Monday is a business day, you know, Compos. Hey, they've been here since 1943. They really do a lot for the community. And Craig, you know, grew up with them, great friend, great commiseration with him here. Go out and see Compo if you're looking for something outdoors. And also, check out the new Ace Hardware store there, where the, over there at Fred Meyer's West, next to them in a building. And they've got a lot of stuff out there. You know, you're looking at their outdoor lawn gear for mowing or some really, I mean, you can get a outdoor grill there that's up to $3,700. That's going to be production. You'll be the big man on campus with that thing. And then you walk in, and the first thing you hit is you hit, of course, the barbecue section. And they got good barbecue pellets there, you know, for your pellet smoker there. Cherry, pecan, mesquite, a little bit of everything. Apple, of course. They've got Master Build smokers. Those are electric. They have Weber. They have unique ones. They have little pizza ovens there. They have all the instruments from Weber you could want. They have really good charcoal. They have Blue Hog lump charcoal, competition charcoal, Rockwood charcoal. Oh, my goodness. You know, you start putting stuff like that in front of me, and that gets exciting. That gets exciting. But what the heck? They have natural gas grills. Natural gas grills. You hook them up to your natural gas, your IGU. They have that. You know, they have the Traeger. Anything Traeger, all the accessories, they have all that. The Big Green Egg series, they have all of them out there. I've got the medium size Big Green Egg. They got the big Green Egg. And all the things that accompany it are out there for you. Then they got the lawn tools, shovels, rakes, picks, all that fun stuff. Excuse me. They have, if you got too many bugs in your yard, hey, they got it for you. Need the Roundup? They got the weeds too. They'll get rid of that. You want the birds to come? They got all sorts of bird seed there. I mean, they got gourmet bird seed. They got gourmet bird feeders. It's just really nice to see what they got and how they do it. And they got all the lawn hoses there and all the sprinklers. I bought a sprinkler there yesterday. The gas cans, the gas tanks, the dog foods. They got the dog foods there for you. They got the cat foods. They got the bird foods. A little bit of everything that they do. And they got automotive ideas. They have plumbing, electrical. They got fans. They got heaters. They got these little things. They're called bath heaters. You don't have the heating element in your bathroom and it's 40 below out and you want that bathroom a little bit warmer. Guess what? They got it for you. So they got the paint, the electrical areas. They got the plumbing. You need plastic fittings, pipe fittings, copper brass fittings, valves, plumbing tools. They got it. Ace Plumbing. Toilet seats. They got it. Ace Plumbing. Paint. They got it. Ace Plumbing. Cleaning materials, cleaning things. They got it. Cleaning supplies, trash bags, they got it. Sit-down lawnmowers, push lawnmowers, electric lawnmowers, they got it. So, anyway, go in there and give them a look, and you will be impressed. They have something for everyone. They have something for everyone. What do you do on a Monday morning? How do you start your Monday morning? Well, mine, I've had a fairly good busy day. Me and the dog, we do our morning walk, and by about 6:50, I'm over at City Hall on a Monday, and I go in and I sit with the police officers for about 10-15 minutes, just kibitzing with them before they get into the nuances of their meeting and the importance of it. And I tell them that I just like to hear their noise. I like to hear their kibitzing, how they're getting along, what are they saying to each other, and how they're saying it. And it was good this morning. I walked in there and they show me this up on a TV screen. Everyone's new pay scales, and they're happy about that. So they're very thankful for about that. So Fairbanks, that's going to go well. Now, here's another thing that most people don't realize. Everyone thinks that as of August 1, you're not going to have a police force that does anything from 8 a.m. to noon. Well, that's delayed until September, but we're not. What happens is as of September 1, when there's a call, you're going to have a detective, a sergeant, a lieutenant, or a captain going out on the investigation. So you're not going to have people writing tickets, pulling you over per se, but within 3 to 4 minutes, depending where you're at in Fairbanks, you're going to have a police officer there. and their area of expertise, their experience is going to be between 12 and 15 years, because these are detectives coming over to take the information and investigate what your call is about. So that will be happening. And so don't think that we're not going to be without the police force out there. We're going to have them out there. It starts September 1, and hopefully by about mid-January, we'll have enough people to get that covered. And this morning, it's already starting to work. It's already starting to work. There's this one gentleman who, one police officer, he was really excited about an experienced officer that was joining the ranks. You know, he had about 9 years of work, and he's doing a lateral hire coming over. So it's starting to work. Little by little, it's starting to work. We're starting to get people in to come over. You know, you have in the last 3 years, you have about 11 new hires, you know, but at the same time, over the next 3 years, we're going to have about 6 to 8 retirements. So, and that's been happening for the last 3 years. So there's a lot of transition and change over there, but they're excited about the people they're starting to bring in. And what I liked about the discussion is they're getting choosy on who they're allowing to come over. You know, they were telling me they brought some people over in the past, some lateral hires that they thought they had more experience, but they did not. And I was telling them this morning before we got into the experience side that, you know, if you're bringing in lateral hires, that's great because you're bringing in their experience and how they do things in a different police department, and some of it might work, some of it might not, but at least you have people coming in that have experience and done certain things and maybe can add to the police force on in a better way, but we'll see. So that is starting to percolate and come in. Really happy about that, and I could tell that the police officers are too. So little by little, this is coming around. And they're liking it. And if they're liking it, I'm liking it. And again, Fairbanks, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. Anything on your mind? After all, it is a beautiful Monday out there. You don't hear any road construction going outside my door. Friday was a lot of fun. You know, when you can see on your display, your monitor of sound, the movement, the sound of a compactor. that's when you know you're having a great day down at the office. So what the heck? So anyway, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFER Radio. We're at 907-458-8255. And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
Now listen to me when I tell you this, because I mean it sincerely. Punctuality is among the highest forms of respect you can bestow upon someone. I believe that. Otherwise, who'd bother having a clock? One of them computers. We're obsessed with time, as am I. A humble septic tank who pushes back against tardiness. Respect flows two ways. My family has Bigfoot Pumpin' and Thorn pump me out with punctuality once a year, and I continue to serve them much better.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today with a high of 78. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 58 tonight. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Temperatures a bit above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR, and your name is?
Oh, hello. Hang on to the radio. My name is Eve.
Hello, Eve. How are you doing?
Hello. May I sing your praises and the praises of Fairbanks?
Certainly.
Number one, I have no idea what the listeners' density is of this station. I listen to it a lot, day and night. I like your voice as father of this city. Yeah, you're a real city father. And the way you have your guests and or no guests and what you talk about. But I would like to tell you now in a hurry that I lived and worked in 10 states, 4 countries, including then Washington, D.C. for a short while. And this town is totally, totally different from everywhere I have been. And I have incredible difficulties explaining this to my relatives in densely populated, socialized, socialistic Holland, to explain what it's like when there's still this mentality of cooperation, mostly civility, and the variety of people it has attracted who want to remain here. And when people ask me, what do you think is the reason? Well, I copy some of the voices I've heard, namely, number one, we don't have a hinterland here. So what you want to do or what you want to have, you then create if it's not here. And if you can weather the weather in winter and you don't mind it and you learn how to adjust with it, that creates a wonderful sieve, I think, to select people who take life as it is, as it really, really is, and the way I would like it to stay here. So, your first question was, what do you want from a politician? So here comes my desire for a politician. Civility, clarity of thought and speech, no hype. I capitalize it. No hype. No creating excitement that there isn't.
No drama.
No drama. Yes. And then a big request. Fight against woke mentality.
Very true.
It's poison.
It is. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm going to see if I can find it here. I want to read you something. See if I can find it. It's a little saying. Here we go. Alaska. You came here from there because you didn't like there. And now you want to change here to be more like there. We are not racist, phobic, or anti-whatever you are. We simply like here the way it is. And most of us actually came here because it's not like there, wherever there was. You are welcome here, but please stop trying to make here like there. If you want here to be like there, you should not have left there to come here. And you are invited to leave here and go back there at your earliest convenience.
Wonderful. Where did you find this?
I forgot where I found that, but I keep that with me. You know, I took a photo of it, and so it's on my iPhone as a picture, and it says "Welcome to Alaska." You know, and I just thought that
splendid,
yeah.
No, a quick memory of this last weekend, yesterday, an example of what takes place here. So first, with a friend. I went to see the last performance of Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
And of course, I'm surrounded there by friends on stage, behind stage, etc. But the whole thing of the Shakespeare Festival, the Shakespeare organization, the Shakespeare Bardathon, unique, you know, 24 hours per day for a week, we read everything Shakespeare wrote. Then, after that, we hurried, went to the concert hall on campus to hear the gospel choir. And the gospel choir director has been doing this here already for 23 years, invited originally by Joe Scott, who was here yesterday.
Yeah.
Again, a soul like Joe Scott, who was here and what she started. And I can mention other ones, like Karen Parr, what she started and continued and built here. And it's only here. It's only here. Again, I've lived in 10 darn states. I've lived in 4 countries, worked in 4 countries. And yes, you find individuals who we can recognize here as well. But here we have a collection of them.
Very much so. Individual personalities. That's right. And it's wonderful. You know, I'll tell you a little bit of story, how special Alaska is. This is a long time ago. This is a different millennia. An appraiser, and
yeah.
I was appraising properties for the FDIC because they took over a few banks here.
Yeah.
So I had to go out to North Pole and appraise this place called the Chicken Farm, you know, that went out of business. So I had to go out there in the middle of nowhere. And this is in the late 80s, in the middle of nowhere out in Delta, out in the agricultural fields. And I'm going down this little road, and it's straight, you know, about 2 miles long, not too wide. And I don't know where I'm at. And here, coming towards me, is a vehicle. And, you know, I'm saying to myself, they probably know I should not be out here. They're going to know that, you know, whatever it is. So I just pulled over, and I wait for them. I roll down the window. And up comes this, like, 1962 Robin Egg Blue Ford that was duct tape and Bailey wired together. And this guy rolls down the window, you know, older gentleman, you know, seasoned with agriculture. And I introduced myself and I said, hello, my name's David Pruse. And I'm out here. I'm an appraiser, hired to appraise the chicken farm. This guy gives me a look and he goes, are you Don Pruse's son? I go, yes, I am. He goes, please say hello to your dad for me. It was 1962. I was 30 miles north of Construction Bay with a flat tire at 40 below. Your dad was the first one who came along. He changed the tire for me, brought me back to Destruction Bay, fixed the tire, brought me back to my truck, put the tire on for me. He followed me into Delta, and I've not seen him since. How's your dad doing? And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's Alaska. That's Fairbanks.
No, yeah, you're fair, Mike. I want to look. I know very little of the rest of Alaska. I barely know Anchorage. I have never been to Juneau, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But yesterday, of course, you run into people. Here, I was asked, hey, go stand near the guy who takes the tickets. You hand out the programs. We only have 40 left. So ask them to share. So I add, okay, please, there's a few programs left. Please share or memorize it. Ha ha, right?
Well, yeah.
When I say that to people I've never seen before, that creates some laughter and the good vibes and all that. So then there come three most beautiful women, young women, who have to show that ticket because we need to know how much has been going around. And then they say to me, the young women, well, we have to wait for our mom to show up. So here comes this third woman, and I look at her and say, now, wait a minute, you're the mom? Because she just looks beautiful, like an older sister. So that we have a conversation. So here is an Italian-American woman born in Germany, and her two daughters have lived with her in Germany, are here God knows for how long, and then the youngest daughter has to return to Germany and will then go to Holland, to Maastricht, which is the most southern town in Holland, to do XYZ studies. And we speak German, and we speak a little bit of Dutch. I mean, this is Fairbanks.
Yeah.
This is Fairbanks. So I have this renewed infusion of surprise, delight, gratefulness to my own daughter, who sends, Mom, this is a place for you, when I wasn't here at all. And she was so right. And now, speaking of her, let me say something based on a previous broadcast of yours when you guys were talking about disc golf.
Yeah.
And you said something very interesting about that. And my daughter is very involved with both disc golf in the summer and the curling club in winter.
Oh boy!
Because of the and the curling club is a fantastic example of for the people, by the people, etc. Because it is mainly volunteer work there, but my daughter calls the disc golf a grassroots sport. And apparently it's now also on television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it is, again, a group of people that like to be with each other, do something that is refreshing or healthy or whatever you want to call it, even intriguing because of the angles and the physics that are concerned.
And you're doing it outside.
Exactly. Exactly. And or inside the curling club. And I can recommend to all of Fairbanks, come and make a visit. Visit the curling club when it's open again. There is a wonderful bar, and you can rent the place now in summer. I'm the volunteer carpet vacuum cleaner, and it's crazy for me to be in the club when there has been an extra event now in summer. And Kip, the manager, asked me, "Hey, Eve, can you come and vacuum clean the rugs? They need rugs." I mean, where in the heck can you find this still?
Fairbanks is what I call self-contained. You know, your nearest town is 353 road miles or 6 hours driving or 3.5 hours flying. So we are self-contained. We have to do everything here for ourselves. Our entertainment, like you were just describing, our education, our health, everything. We're self-contained. There is no like going from Seattle to Tacoma.
Yeah.
We're self-contained.
Now, I beg you, help keep woke philosophy out of Fairbanks. I beg you. It's the death of society.
I completely agree with that, and I will do my best. Eve, you had a great day.
You too.
Thank you for the phone call. You take care. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, very nice phone call from Eve there. And anyway, we're a self-contained community. We really are. In our hospital, we have Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, and you have a couple outlier things. You have Tanana Valley Clinic, which is part of the hospital. We're going to take a phone call real fast. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
I just thought it was nice of Eve to say those nice things about Fairbanks, particularly from a person who was born, you know, from Holland and has been well-traveled and been to different countries.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. Wasn't that nice?
Yes, but I'd also just like to throw a little compliment toward Houston, Texas. I went down there for the first time last month for a little 5-day thing that I was doing there down there. And I got the feeling that people were very nice there. My only trouble was when I got to the airport, I rented a car. The hotel was about 20 miles away from the airport, and I had to go find a map. And I went looking fruitlessly for a map, could not find a map to save my life. And I had no idea if my phone had a map on it, didn't know how to work it or anything. But I did discover a little map icon on my phone, and I thought, I got to figure this out or I'm never going to get to my hotel. I'm never going to figure out how to get there. And anyway, I just wanted to say that at Walmart, there's two nice Walmart ladies, employees, two black ladies, that said to me when I went in there looking for a map. I was desperate, I'm trying to find a map, and they didn't have one. But she said, "We're going to set you up." And they started fiddling with my phone and doing all sorts of things and got it kind of set up. And I laboriously followed, you know, tried to work this thing map and found my way to the hotel. Anyway, nice two ladies at Walmart there in Houston, and it seemed like most of the people seemed nice there.
Good to hear. Did you have a good weekend?
Last night, I rode my bicycle to the fair.
I was going to ask you, go to the fair. How do you think of it? What do you think of the fair?
Well, I liked it. The goats were friendly, and
I like the Boreal. Yeah, you know, we don't have that said on the radio often there, Randy. The goats were friendly.
Well, I just kind of noticed that in particular. They seem to like to be stretched, you know, a little bit.
Okay.
I guess you're not really supposed to. There's a sign there that don't touch the animals, but I couldn't resist. But, yeah, it was good, and you probably want to know what I ate there.
What do you have to eat?
Just a cheeseburger, and it also went to Walk and Roll and had two egg rolls with the red dipping sauce.
Good to hear. Well, hey, buddy, it's a time for us to call it a day. Thank you for calling in. You have a great week, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep. And Fairbanks, you have a great week. And tomorrow, I have the Laundry House Gang with me, and I'll see you tomorrow.